Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, as well as my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. So much to dive into in the sports world, whether we're talking about the fiasco that we all watched in 190 countries all over the place on Netflix, live events, sporting. They need to work on some things. We all know that, but at the end of the day, guys got paid, people made money, and we got a lot to talk about when it comes to 27-year-old guys fighting almost 60-year-olds. It's somewhat of a joke, but hey, it is what it is, man. That's amazing. But so much going on in college football. Our Sun Devils beat a ranked team on the road. They will not deny us anymore, Mike. They will not deny us. I'm going to call it right now. ASU will be in the top 25 after this weekend's work. And a lot to talk about in the NFL. A lot to talk about in basketball. I'm excited, brother. How about you?
Oh, I am excited. Your Devils, they went out. They're in the Big 12 title game, buddy. They got some work in front of them, but they put themselves in a position.
And that college basketball, brother. GCU, ASU, yep, during the week as well. I mean, they flexed their muscles there a little bit also. So good to see my Devils making some hay, baby. We got to take a break. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us a couple different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, speaking of real, I say we just get into some college football. As, look, man, great night for the Devils. Not such a
great
good
night.
Not such a good night for BYU.
Nope.
I caught that one late. You know, that was the it's no longer the Pac-12 after dark, brother. It's the Big 12 after dark.
yeah.
And
even KU, with the roughing.
Yeah, but KU played a pretty solid game. Very good defensively. BYU only able to put up 13 on them. Kansas obviously scores the 17, and the rest is history. Texas has a tight one with Arkansas. Ohio State does what they do. The real close one, which could have really ruined things for somebody, was Wisconsin hanging with Oregon. 16-13 was the final there. So Scotty looking good for me, at least that night, but not overall. But in general, I thought there was some interesting stuff, and let's just say this would have happened. I'm curious your thought. It didn't happen, but if it would have. Let's say that Tennessee would have beaten Georgia, okay? Would Georgia have been out of the equation if that would have happened, in your opinion?
Yeah, they would have been out. And most everybody else that watches college football close agrees with that as well. It would be hard, and I know the SEC people would be like, well, it's the SEC and it's, you know, Georgia. I'm like, I don't care who it is. If you have three losses and you have like a one, you know, you have a two-loss conference champion, ASU, like ASU deserves to go in, or a one-loss BYU team, or what are you going to do with Boise State and those, you know, those type of teams. So, yeah, there's some jostling going on, but if you go into it or you lose three games, me, I'm like, that's going to eliminate you regardless if you're in the Big 12, the SEC, the Big 10. Like you and I always talk about, we want the best teams in. If you're a three-loss team, you can, somebody can make the argument that you're not one of the best teams. And, you know, for people in Georgia, they're probably going through a little withdrawal anyway. It's having two losses. The last time Georgia had two losses, I can't even remember. Like, they've been the standard the last, what, 4 years, 5 years in college football. And we're not used to seeing them lose multiple games in a season. But sometimes, hey, you're just not good enough. But we'll save that argument for another day, because what happened? Georgia won. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Andy, I am excited for your Devils. You know, for next week with BYU coming to town, and tickets are hell of expensive for that game. The typical spot where if my daughter goes to the game, where she sits, they're usually about $40. This week for this game, right now, and this probably gets more expensive as the week goes on, but right now those same tickets are $230 for that game, for that seat. Wow. Lower section. Yeah, lower section, press box side on the corner of the north end zone. And it's pretty crazy. And that's, Andy, that's 22 rows up. Is $230 in that spot. The most expensive that I saw for this double game coming up, $560 for one ticket.
Wow.
$560 for one ticket. So that tells you right there, Kenny Dillingham, you got to put him in the conversation for Coach of the Year.
Absolutely.
You got to put that
guy.
Yeah, you got to put that guy in there for Coach of the Year. And the other thing I will say with Cam Scataboo, he is the most unseen star in college football, and it's not even close. People don't know about Scataboo, and they should.
I agree. So let me ask you a couple questions here. How significant? Okay, because I think there's an argument here. We're talking about teams that potentially could have three losses, right? What about a team like Boise State, who potentially? They got by last night, but for half of that football game, it was really close. Like, Boise State loses one game, if you ask me, they're out of it. SMU, they lose another game, okay?
They're out
of the equation, right? K-State completely out of the equation now because A-State beats them. Colorado, way in the mix now because – they've
big
beaten
time.
Utah. They're 17 in the country. Where does ASU, honestly, where do you think Arizona State comes up ranked in the country after that nice victory on the road over a number 16 team? I'm going to guess there's somehow, some way, they're gonna put them at like 22 or 20, something along those lines. How high do you think Arizona State goes?
See,
and what is the significance of some teams maybe only being able to afford one loss versus other teams being able to afford two, potentially three?
Right. For me, ASU is going to fall in that. They're going to be somewhere in that 19 to 22 range. That's where I think they're going to be. Louisville lost. So Louisville was 19.
Yep.
They're going to drop.
Yep.
Let's see. LSU won. They'll probably move up a little bit. Clemson, I can't remember if Clemson won or lost yesterday.
Clemson won. Clemson won. That was a crazy game. They went 24-20. They were down.
Right.
That's right. They were down 20-17. They wind up scoring in like 20 seconds. It was. I happen to be literally just watching at the right time. It was a crazy finish. They wind up winning that game because Pittsburgh gets the ball back, but they're unable to go back and score. So Clemson did win 24-20. South Carolina won.
Right, but they're 6-3.
Right.
No, so seven, here's seven, ASU seven being 8-2.
7-3 now.
You got ASU being 8-2. You went on the road.
Yep.
You know, if you're ASU, you went on the road against a ranked team in their house. That has to kind of play a part, at least in my opinion, of ranking them higher than South Carolina with three losses. So, like I said, all those teams I was talking about, they're in that 19-22 range. And I think that's just where they're going to fall. If I had a guess, if I had to pin it down to an exact spot, I think they're going to be 21. That's where they come in. They'll take the spot of South Carolina. South Carolina, even though they dropped, even though they won, they're going to drop because you can't keep ASU out of the top 25 anymore. You got to find a spot for them. I think that's where the spot's going to be. Colorado, game on in Colorado. You know, all the people that were doubting Prime and that coaching staff, they found something. They've done something for sure. And so they're gonna go up in the rankings. They're in the driver's seat for the Big 12 title game right now. They're undefeated in conference play, so they're in the driver's seat. ASU has to win out to get there, so they got to beat BYU this week, and then they got to go down to Tucson and beat the Wildcats in the Territorial Cup, and then they're in to the Big 12. And so, you know, the only disappointing game for me yesterday, Andy, was watching Wazoo lose.
Washington State goes down for
obvious reasons. Yeah.
New Mexico gets them, so they're going to be out of the top 25. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Speaking of real, I want to talk a little basketball with you. We just got done talking college football, and we can both agree about college football. It's going to be chaos, which is exactly what we all want. It's what we desire. It seems like it's what our world somewhat craves. Speaking of that, I just want to ask you real quickly, because I know you, myself, and the other 189 countries around the world got the opportunity to watch a Netflix sporting event.
Right.
Not the greatest experience in the sense of things didn't necessarily work right for Netflix.
Right.
And what I'm talking about is all the different glitching that people went through. And I'm going to just say this, Mike Wilson, in defense of Netflix, and just in general of any streaming or any live sporting event, if that's the only thing that the entire world is watching, I think it's almost comical that people did not expect glitches and things like that to occur.
Right.
I also think that in a way, it was a shame, but to me, man, I'm sorry, but I understand why. When things are that clogged up and there's really only one thing that people are watching, I think it's probably more often than not going to wind up the way that it did for us on Friday night. I know they have some Christmas Day football coming. I don't think there'll be as many eyes on that as there were on this fight in particular. And in a lot of ways, man, I think that people thought that they were somehow, some way going to see vintage Mike Tyson. And
right,
ultimately,
right,
brother, look, man, you and I, we're in our 50s. We know something about father time. I'm still doing my best to beat him, but at the same time, I look at the fights that this Jake Paul guy chooses, and it's somewhat of a joke, but at the other side of it, he gets everybody paid, and he gets everybody paid pretty well. The women's fight was absolutely insane.
That was
a
crazy.
Great fight. The girl's eye was basically falling off of her face, which was absolutely crazy. And they kept that fight going. The fight before that was actually very good, too. And then the first fight was YouTuber guys that were popular in their countries. And that was just kind of a freak show of a weird bout. Overall, what did you think of the Netflix production of a sporting event?
Well, look, everything that you said is absolutely true. It is. And, you know, was I disappointed in the glitching, the buffering that was happening? Was it a little frustrating? Yes. Okay. The other thing I would say is, you know, you mentioned, you know, Tyson, like you and I kind of have grown up with him, right? Like he's been he was the baddest man on the planet, no doubt. Like like you and I both know, and anybody that's what 40 years or 45 years of age and above know that when Tyson in his prime was boxing, it was appointment television, and you better have your eyes on the TV because that son of a gun was going to drop whoever was in front of him fairly quickly. Like there was just no doubt with it. It was, you know, watching him not really move around the ring like we were accustomed to, and I think a lot of people kind of romanticize the fact of Mike Tyson and what his prime was like and what it meant to the world of boxing that those of us that like to watch boxing, you know, enjoyed about him.
Yep.
I will say it was kind of cringy watching him move around the ring and just being so kind of hobbled. And he mentioned he had a leg issue, but he wasn't using it as an excuse. But at the same time, you got to give him credit for a 58-year-old man to step in there for 8 rounds, 2 minutes a round, and trying to do and trying to recreate what people wanted to see. It wasn't going to happen. You and I have talked off air about this. He was sucking air after the second round. And if anything was going to happen in terms of a knockout, it was going to happen that first and at max that second round. I think you're right with Paul that he gets people paid, and he gets them paid with you know, a pretty decent amount of money as well. That makes it good for everybody around, so you can look at it that way. The one thing that I will look at with Paul, and I've always looked at with Paul, he didn't fight anybody. I don't look at him like as a serious boxing candidate to box an actual great fighter. Like he would get his ass kicked. If he was talking about boxing Canelo would drop him. Canelo would destroy Paul. There would just be no doubt about that. But as far as the whole thing, they got people paid.
Hold on, though. Let me ask you something. Go ahead. Let me ask you something when you just said that. Canelo is what weight? How heavy is Canelo?
I don't know what weight it is.
I'm gonna make a big guess and say that he's not a heavyweight. Okay. So here's the one thing that he does have in his favor is the impact of his punch versus the impact of Canelo's punch. And look, I'm not saying you're wrong, okay? Because
right,
I would like
right,
to
right.
see him. Well, but I would like to see him fight somebody like you're talking about that is actually a little bit closer to the sport. Canelo would be a lot closer to the sport. When you're fighting guys that are in their mid 50s. I think that's where we all are having fun with this, and we saw the memes on social media with like who his next fight would be with. You know, it was anybody from like
right.
Jimmy Carter to other stuff. Like so people
right.
are making
right.
fun of what he's doing to a certain degree, and I'm just gonna conclude this debate. Or this discussion, because we're not really debating anything. But I'm going to conclude this by saying to you this, and I think you're going to be completely on the same page with me. If we were to put Mike Tyson, if we could rewind the clocks, if we could rewind and go back in time and make this what we call a fair fight, right? Where they're both coming in at the age of 27. Well, then I think what you're saying about the people's misfortune and people's disbelief about what they thought they were going to see Mike Tyson be able to accomplish, well, we would have seen it, okay? And this Jake Paul guy would have been running scared from Mike Tyson. just like everybody else did, bro. And to your point, if you didn't get to a Mike Tyson fight and watch the first couple rounds, you probably missed it back in the day. That this guy would come right out and he would literally go attack his opponent. We saw that for about a round and a half. And then, like you said, it was a 58-year-old man out there giving it everything he could possibly give. And look, like you said, I said the same thing to you. Let's give this guy some credit for being 58 years old and going out there and going toe-to-toe with a 27-year-old. It's actually more impressive than I can really think about on the side of Mike Tyson. And it shows you what this Jake Paul guy is all about. And like, to your point, he's not a serious fighter. He's a moneymaker. And that was the other part of it. You know, he was talking about Canelo, and he was like, look, Canelo needs to call me. I'm the money man. You know, but to a certain degree, what he's saying is this, is that he gets people paid. And he does. This is not something you and I can relate to, okay? We're not part of the YouTube generation, and we're not all about these people that have these crazy followings and stuff like that. I don't even know who these people are, okay? It's not the world that you and I live in. But I will say this. He is an influencer, and to a certain degree, I think that's somewhat scary, okay? That people like this have such an influence on young people in our world today. That's how I'm going to end this conversation. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. I think we got to get into some NBA hoops on the other side, Mike Wilson. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Speaking of week, it's week 11 of the NFL. Can't believe it. Unbelievable when you think about it. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Dude likes football. Dorf on Sports for me. I like myself. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. I really like myself there. Anyways, just messing around, having fun. Okay, so NBA hoops, brother. All I can say is this right now about my Milwaukee Bucks. It's not going well, man. It's just not going well. But
it's a crap show.
You know, they're 4-9 on the young season. I guess that ultimately that's the only thing that I'm hoping and hanging on to right now, Mike, is that it's early in the NBA season. Here's what I'm learning about things right now. If you don't have a bunch of young dudes to go out there and run the floor, you probably are struggling in the NBA. How impressed with the Cleveland Cavaliers are you right now? I'm extremely impressed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And look, if anybody was going to be undefeated at this point, brother, I probably would have thought it would have been your Boston Celtics. They've got three blemishes on the record. They're three games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know if the Cavs can maintain this kind of performance that they've had early on in the season, winning 14 straight to start the year. It's unbelievable. It's awesome to see. I'm glad that there may be a challenger or two in the Eastern Conference. And what I'm seeing so far is it's the young guns like the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then there's the Orlando Magic who are behind the Boston Celtics. The Knicks haven't found it yet, that's for sure. But I think that ultimately they will, and they are going to be a good basketball team. The Atlanta Hawks, I think that they're going to be fun to watch this year. Watch Jalen Johnson. I'm going to tell you what, really like that kid.
Yeah.
Played at my former high school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Nicolet, giving them some love, a shout out to the Knights of the Nicolet Knights. And I'll tell you what, left that program in great hands, and just it seems to be flourishing at this time. But watch Jalen Johnson throughout the year. I really like this kid. He is a budding superstar in this league. You know, you keep going down a little bit to through the top 10, and we don't see the Milwaukee Bucks. They're outside of it. We don't see the Philadelphia 76ers. They're even worse than the Bucks right now. They made that move to get Paul George. They can't get Joel Embiid on the floor. Wow. Like the Eastern Conference, brother, I think it's a disaster right now. I think it's pretty pathetic, to be honest with you. We have two really good teams, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. After that, bro, I really, really don't know much about the Eastern Conference. What say you?
Yeah, no, I would have to absolutely agree. I'm absolutely impressed with Cleveland. Look, Cleveland's success is they got young guys, and they got young guys that are at positions that they're just right now they're just dominating at, like, and the coaching is there for them. I mean, to keep this up would be absolutely insane, this kind of pace. But you know, look, Tuesday night, Boston Boston plays Cleveland. The Cleveland comes into the Garden in Boston, so we'll be able to get a nice little measuring stick. It seems where both teams are at with that game. But yeah, you're right. After Cleveland and Boston, it's a bunch of mediocre to average teams. And then, you know, I do think your Bucks can turn this around. I do. But it has to happen. It has to start happening kind of now to me. The Philly thing, the 76er issue is Embiid's hurt. What a shock. You know, Paul George has been hurt as well. So, you know, even the guy they bring in is getting hurt and having to spend time away. And, you know, I don't know what to say with Embiid, because for him to come out, when he was coming out, I'm not playing back-to-backs ever. Okay, that's not a good look to me. You don't necessarily want to come out and publicly say that. When people already doubt, you know, your ability to stay healthy anyways. Like, right, why give them something else just to pile on with? But, you know, as a Boston fan, people are crying in Philadelphia. I'm here for it. Like, I'm all in, you know, with something like that. But Philly has some issues. And, you know, if I think your Bucks need to turn around quick, Philly needs just to do a. They need to do a 180 right now, but I don't think they can. And so no. I don't know how seriously people still want to take Philly at the end of the day. But I will tell you this: Cleveland, Boston, Tuesday night. You know, I'm going to be glued to my league pass that I have, and we'll be watching that game quite intensely.
I would hope that game is on TNT on Tuesday night. I don't know, but I would hope it is. Look,
me neither.
Tyrese Maxey also out for the Philadelphia 76ers. So you get rid of your three best players on any team, and I think it's going to look like this for just about anybody. With that being said, I want to bring this up now because I want to switch gears and I want to talk Western Conference. Dude, like, honestly, can we just say it right now? LeBron James is absolutely incredible, and I've said this to you several times before in the past. I think what really separates LeBron from Michael is what LeBron has been able to do late in his career. Michael lost his lift. We know that, right? He lost his lift. And by the way, I just looked. That Cavaliers-Celtics game is definitely on TNT, my friend. I knew the NBA wouldn't screw that up. That's one thing we can give the NBA credit for. They know when it's appointment television. But getting back to LeBron real quick, I think he had three straight triple-doubles this last week. The guy's 40 freaking years old, man, and he's still explosive as all hell. Like, look, get freaking Jake Paul in the ring with a guy like LeBron, okay? Like, give it to a guy that actually has a fighter's chance, okay? But getting back to this in reality, I am so impressed with how good this guy's body is so late in his career. 9-4 for the Lakers so far. They've won five straight games. They're in the mix, man. I really think they're in the mix. Oklahoma City Thunder. They're the new kids on the block. We saw them last year, right? So seeing them back where they are. I'm not that shocked. Minnesota has taken a step back. They're outside the top six right now. They're number nine. The Grizzlies are just ahead of them. Sacramento's on top of them. And then Dallas is in the 10 spot. That's the team that got to the finals last year out of the Western Conference, man. Like, dude, you want to talk about a competitive league? Bro, this is, and I didn't talk about the Suns. I didn't talk about the Nuggets. They're creeping and hanging in the top six right now. The Suns are going to take a little dive right now because KD's out, and they're going to feel that a little bit. I'm not exactly sure when he's back, but they had somewhere around a two-week prognosis for him. The Rockets, bro, they're in the three spot right now. Golden State is back in the mix. I like what they did in the offseason, okay? If you really think about getting rid of Klay Thompson and then bringing Buddy Hield in, like, come on, bro. That's an upgrade, man. Like, it's actually an upgrade. So they did themselves a solid by actually letting Klay Thompson go to another team, to the Dallas Mavericks. And you know what? It's actually worked out okay there for him so far, except the wins are not coming for them. The West is competitive as all hell, bro. I don't know who's going to wind up winning this. I don't know who the top six are going to be. I think the Western Conference is so much more dynamic and so much more fun, at least at this moment in time. Is that fair?
Oh, that's completely fair. I mean, look, you look at spots 1 through 10 in the Western Conference, they're separated by 5 games. Or the top 1 through 11 with the Clippers, they're only 5 games out, you know, of you know, of the conference lead. So yeah, there's much more parity in the West than there certainly is in the East. And you know, look, Dallas 6 and 7, there's growing frustration down there in Dallas with Luka and his defense. Like, he got exposed in the finals in terms of his ability to play defense, and he's getting exposed now. I think coaches saw what Boston did to kind of get him isolated and take advantage of his quote-unquote defensive prowess or lack thereof. So I think that's a part of, you know, Dallas's 6 and 7 record as well. I'm not sure what's going on in Minnesota, but you are right. They have taken a step back in terms of, you know, they're the team that got to the Western Conference Finals against the Mavs. And those two teams are sitting at spots 9 and 10. The other thing that I will say is, with Memphis, I'm telling you, and you and I were wondering about this last year with college basketball and going to the Final Four and seeing Zach Edey up front and personal, you know. He's doing okay for Memphis. Like, he's being a contributor. Memphis has found a way to make him contribute to that team. So that's kind of fun to see, because there are a lot of people that doubted whether Zach Edey's game was going to translate. I think it's translating, and that's a testament to Memphis. And Houston, Ime Udoka, you can say what you want about his personal life and all that and what happened in Boston. The guy can coach. Bottom line, the guy can coach. The Lakers, as much as this tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth, they're in the mix. J.J. Redick, he has a solid staff behind him. He's finding ways to motivate guys. And he's kind of – and it's not like LeBron is – he's not – I don't know if LeBron's the number one option, but I think Anthony Davis is the key to that offense for J.J. Redick. And he's showing it right now. So it's going to be fun to watch in the West for sure. It'll be interesting to see. You know, we talked about, can Cleveland keep this pace up? Is Oklahoma City, they're 11-2. Can they kind of keep this pace up? And like you said, they're the young guys on the block. They're the new kids on the block. So let's see if this can continue for the Thunder.
Yeah, it'll be a long, fun season, especially in the Western Conference. Bucks got to turn this junk around real quick, man. It's getting to the point where I'm starting to lose faith, my friend. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we have spoken a little bit about college football. We talked a little bit about the NBA. We talked about the Netflix sporting event that didn't go so well for Netflix. However, I really don't think it's going to affect anything, Mike Wilson, when you really think about it. And the way things are going in general, everything is going to be streaming sooner or later. We're going to have to buy 7 different streaming packages to watch everything that we want to watch. It's funny because like I had this conversation with my dad the other day. Look, he'll be 85 in December, okay? And my dad says to me, yeah, when they go to streaming for all this crap, I'm done. And you know what? I get it, man. It's almost like they're making things too difficult these days. Like, for real, bro. It was so easy. Like, Katie and I were talking about this last night. You know, it was so easy when you could just flip on cable and boom, there it was. Now it's like, hey, I don't know if I'm getting that anymore. Wait, I think that's going to be on Peacock, or that's going to be on Paramount, or that's on Amazon Prime now. Like, dude, it's obnoxious. Okay, that's where I'm at. All this stuff is obnoxious, and you know, this is crazy because this is now I'm having the same conversation I had with Katie last night with you. Look, I'm getting closer to not being here anymore, right? And I am understanding and learning from the older generation that basically, in a nutshell, we live as long as we can tolerate with all of the BS that's going on, right? And when you decide, hey, I've had enough of it, that's when you've had enough. and you no longer want to be around. I'm not to that point yet, believe me. I'm definitely not. But the conversation, like, went very morbid in about 30 seconds with Katie last night. It was crazy, bro. Anyways, I got to take that pause for the cause. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL, baby. Week 11 is here. Can't wait to discuss it with you, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. Jake Paul defeats Iron Mike Tyson in a unanimous decision in that highly anticipated fight. After eight rounds of boxing in front of roughly 72,000 fans, Mike Tyson, the 58-year-old, showed signs of fatigue. The YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul improves his record to 11-1 in his professional career. That includes seven knockouts. To see more content around the fight and exclusive interviews, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. From throwing punches to shooting buckets, NBA on the court, big slate out of yesterday. Magic defeated the 76ers, that final score 98-86. The Pistons won in a close one over the Raptors, 98-95. Miami Heat flaming their way to a win over the Pacers, 124-111. Lakers win over the Spurs, 120-115. Hawks and Wizards battled it out. Hawks taking the W, 129-117. Knicks and Nets, Knicks sneak pass, 124-122. The Cavaliers remain undefeated. They are 14-0, which is the third best start in NBA history. They win over the Bulls, 144-126. Pelicans walk away with a win over the Nuggets, 101-94. Thunder beat the Suns, 99-83. Rockets win over the Clippers, 125-104. Timberwolves taking a win, 130 over the Kings, 126. And Warriors win over the Grizzlies, 123-118. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances, plus take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. For the diehard football fan like me, the Canadian Football League will showcase its 111th Grey Cup this Sunday night at BC Place in Vancouver as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers face the Toronto Argonauts. I became hooked on the league over the past 10 to 15 years, especially in the late 2010s, when virtually every game was on either ESPN or ESPN+. Two seasons ago, the league moved the telecast to CBS Sports Network, where they get the slick production of Canada's TSN network. And CBS Sports Network is where you'll find this Sunday's season finale. Let's talk about the differences between the two leagues. The CFL has three downs to the American four, a field that is 65 feet wide as opposed to 55 feet, and a field that is 110 yards long. Yes, you can have the ball at your own 53-yard line. The CFL has a three-minute warning instead of a two-minute one. There are 12 players on the field for each team instead of 11. The goalposts are on the goal line in the CFL, where the NFL's used to be, and there are no fair catches north of the border. Those are just some of the differences. There's no argument the NFL is a more talented league, but a good portion of CFL rosters are filled with college players on them from all divisions that couldn't make the NFL. Going back to the 80s, Warren Moon won 5 Grey Cups in Edmonton before coming to the NFL, and he is the only player to be in both leagues' Hall of Fames. In the 1990s, Doug Flutie started in the NFL before heading north, and then he came back south to finish his career. Also, what got me hooked on the CFL is that the season starts as the NHL and NBA playoffs end, and it carries you right through the summer. It's a nice alternative to baseball on many weekend nights. I urge you to give the league a try, this Sunday or next June. It satisfies the summer football itch for me. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and it's week 11 of the NFL, baby. Can't believe it. We're more than halfway done with the season, but so many storylines, so many different things that could or could not happen on the football field. We still have a team that's undefeated that's going into Buffalo, and they're going to have to win without their kicker. Butker is going to be out. They got a rookie going for them there, so that'll be interesting to see if it comes down to a kick. Who the heck knows? But I'm just saying, I'm thinking out loud here, and could very well happen. Mike Wilson, week 11 is here, brother. NFL action, brother. It doesn't get any better, does it?
All I got to say is Ravens and Steelers, baby. Ravens and Steelers today, the best rivalry in the NFL, bar none to me. It's going to be a game. That Buffalo Chiefs game is going to be a battle as well. So let's buckle up. Let's talk about it.
That's debatable, brother, because the Packers are playing the Bears as well, and that's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, my friend. So we got a ton to discuss. Let's get after it just after the break. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and it's all about the NFL when we get back. Keep it close.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. From my man Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, since we haven't done this yet, I'm just going to run through all the games. We did mention a couple of them, obviously, the ones that are near and dear to yours and my heart. I did say the Green Bay Packers are playing the Bears in Chicago. Bears are coming off some tough losses, and I hope the Packers, after their bye week, have kind of straightened some things out, and that continues. The Jaguars are going to play the Detroit Lions. They're going to have to do it without Trevor Lawrence. But, again, maybe that's maybe not so bad. Who the heck knows? Vikings go to play the Titans. The Raiders go to Miami to play the Dolphins, who Maybe the Dolphins have found something after that win against the Rams, so we'll see if that continues. Speaking of the Rams,
they've got anything.
Well, you never know. You just never know, man. The Rams play the Patriots. I think that's going to be a tougher game than most think, actually.
Yep.
Just because I don't trust the Rams after what I saw with them doing against the Dolphins. The Browns play the Saints, maybe a game that really doesn't mean much, but it's got to be played because it's week 11 and that's on the schedule. Another one that I'm not so sure means that much, at least to one of the teams, does mean a lot to the Colts, who, by the way, Anthony Richardson back in the mix now. They've declared that he will be the quarterback the rest of the way, which probably a good move because Joe Flacco I think Joe Flacco just got a call from Jake Paul to fight next, actually. So that's another option for Jake Paul. The Ravens play the Steelers. That's happening, like you said, and that's near and dear to your heart. Does Mike T have another great game plan against the Ravens, who he plays extremely well? That's a big question. The Falcons go to play the Broncos. And again, you want to talk – like, you made a really good call last week when you compared the Falcons the Falcons to the Houston Texans, right? I literally think they're mirror teams. Like, that is such a good comparison, my friend. And the Broncos are playing inspired football behind Bo Nix. So that should be a fun one. And again, a game that I think is much closer than people probably think it should be. The Seahawks go to play the 49ers, who got Christian McCaffrey back, and you know, and I know that makes a world of difference, bro. Another huge game today, maybe the biggest one on the docket, if we can take our personal feelings out of the equation, right? The Chiefs play the Bills. The Chiefs are still undefeated. The Bills have a very good record. They have a good team. This should be an awesome football game. The Sunday nighter is Joey Big Game against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. A huge, huge game for the Bengals to stay relevant in the AFC. And a big game for the Chargers to, you know, kind of keep playing better than like I thought they were going to. I think they're 6-3 right now, have a chance to be 7-3. So, look, Harbaugh's done a decent job there, to be honest with you. And then the Monday nighter is the Battle of Texas. You got the Texans playing the Cowboys, no Dak Prescott, and a good opportunity for C.J. Stroud and the Texans to get right a little bit. So great Week 11 matchups, my friend. I think there's so many different storylines. You know, can the Packers continue their dominance over the Chicago Bears? Like I said about Mike T and the Steelers, do they have a great game plan to play against the Ravens? Could the Bills be the team to knock out the Chiefs for the first time this year? Pick a storyline, bro, and just run. Where do you want to go?
It doesn't matter to me, but you know, I think you know, when you talk about the Packers and the Bears, you talk about, oh, daddy's come to visit the kids in Chicago today, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, the whole situation in Chicago is just kind of, it's starting to go south, and it's starting to go south in a bad way. And I, you know, and you and I were talking the other day off air about this, and it was that thing that I was talking about before the season started when we talked about Caleb and our concerns that we had with Caleb, you know, going into his rookie year. He's already lost a coordinator. He's probably going to lose his coach. Now we're on to a new coordinator. We're on to a new coach. If the head coach, if Eberflus gets fired, now we're on to a new coach. He brings in a whole new regime. You're going to be, you could be on your third offensive coordinator in a year or like in 10 months. And that doesn't help a young quarterback in the NFL. Quarterback in the NFL is arguably the toughest position in all of professional sports to play. And when you get turnover like this, your growth as a player, as a pro, you know, Andy, will get stunted, will get delayed, or it even gets set so far back that you don't really recover from it. So there's those things to worry about in Chicago. You mentioned Steelers and Ravens today. I just got a text from my son. He's like, man, I have never been so excited or more nervous about a game in my life. And I mean, I just told him, I said, hey, it's Ravens and Steelers. It's rivalry on steroids. You know, this is what a rivalry game is supposed to be. We're going to see if Russell Wilson can continue to play well and attack that secondary defense of Baltimore, because that's kind of their weak spot. We'll see if Lamar Jackson can continue on his MVP type of season again and get a win on the road in Pittsburgh. So there's a lot of storylines today that Chiefs, like you said, the Chiefs and the Bills, you know, up in Buffalo. This is going to be a good test for Kansas City. Buffalo is a tough place to play. Everybody knows Buffalo is a tough place to play. They got a good team. They got arguably a guy that's in the MVP conversation, you know, with their quarterback up there. So, you know, it's going to be a fun day. Just get your nachos, get your beer, have a good time, watch some NFL football, and just enjoy the day, man.
Yeah, and this is big for the Steelers in the sense of right now they're 7-2. The Ravens are 7-3. So you get the math as well as I do. Somebody's going to be out of this with 8 victories. And if it's the Steelers, well, they're 8-2. That would make the Ravens 7-4. Like that's huge. I like, in a lot of ways, my head is telling me to take the Steelers, but just knowing the significance of this game, it makes me have to think very, very long and hard about who I'm actually going to take in this game. Difficult choice, to say the least. I'm not even kidding about it. So, yeah, our picks are coming in a little bit. But, you know, I want to kind of address a couple things that you'd said. And I know we're up against a break here in just a moment. But Caleb Williams, to me, look, in general, I thought that Jaden Daniels was the better talent. And thus far, it's playing out that way on the football field. But with that being said, I do think things get a little tougher in the second half. And we'll see how they both can adjust to what's happening on the football field. And in Caleb's situation, I agree with you, man. Just a disaster with the coaching staff there. Not making it easy for him. Wasn't easy for Justin Fields and guys before. So the Chicago Bears are doing it to themselves. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, week 11, NFL action, it's the best, it's like the best soap opera for you and I and men all across the world. It's good stuff. We love it. We can't get enough of
and
it.
And even women. Even women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Women like it, too. I actually think I heard Katie say, quit being sexist, actually. I think out of the corner of my ear, like, not even kidding. She's right. She likes football, too. And by the way, she's kicking everybody's butt in fantasy football. So,
of course she
knows exactly what she's doing. Yeah, no, she knows exactly what she's doing. Trust me. Okay, so a couple things I want to get to with you before we get into our picks. How good are the Detroit Lions, in your opinion? I think they're really good. I think that, you know, what we saw last year occasionally from them with the coaching blunders, with Danny going for things and being a bit too big of a risk taker at times. I feel like this year they've cleaned up a lot of that. And maybe it's just been the fact that they're winning games usually by a lot of points. I know they didn't against the Texans. They wound up playing a great second half and shutting them down, which was very impressive to see. Now they're going to have a new defensive end coming in the mix because Hutt's out, so they needed to go get somebody, and they did. I think that Detroit is a really, really good football team. They're an offensive juggernaut, and on the defensive side, I was very impressed with how they shut the Texans down in the second half of that football game. So I think they're a really good football team. I think they're the bar in the NFC. What say you?
They are the bar. Like you hit the nail on the head. They are the bar in the NFC. They're the best team in the NFC. And you know, you mentioned, you know, their head coach, Dan Campbell, you know, having some coaching decisions in the last couple of years that just, they were head scratchers. I think he's learned from it. I think he has people around him that would be like, hey, coach, we're just going to punt. We don't need to go for it on fourth and four from our 35. You know, we don't need to do that. We're going to play field position. We're going to do this. And so I think as a head coach and as a coaching staff, that team has learned from things that have kept them back from where their ultimate goal lies, and that's getting to the Super Bowl. So they are fun to watch. They play hard. They're going to run through a wall for Dan Campbell, those players on that Lions team, no doubt about it. And they've bought into the culture. They come, they play hard. You know when you've played Detroit because you're spending a little extra time in the cold bath or the hot tub just to, you know, relax your muscles from playing the Detroit Lions. And it's kind of fun to see. And there's a part of me, Andy, and I know that, you know, we've called them the lie downs and joked about them in the past and stuff, but they're not a joke anymore. And it's one of those things where they haven't had any success really during my lifetime, you know, minus the last couple of years in the playoffs. They haven't gone to a Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl since, like, I think it was like 1957 or something like that. And so there's a part of me that's rooting for them to get to the Super Bowl and win it, because it would be such a great story for one of the original franchises in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that they might even be the best team in all of football.
Right.
I know that the Kansas City Chiefs don't have a loss yet. You could argue that the Detroit Lions might be the best team in all of the NFL right now. They just have everything you could imagine possible. A really good running game, great wide receivers. I do think that Jared Goff had an awful football game, and that can't continue to happen. Five interceptions. The fact that they were able to win the game against the Texans, with that being said, it goes to show you, I do think that they have learned a lot from their past, and being able to play defense and give your offense enough opportunities to come back in that football game was a huge statement. Speaking of statements, Christian McCaffrey back now for the 49ers. We saw his impact immediately. So I think the 49ers moving forward, if they can get even more healthy, I think that they are a threat in the NFC. And I do think that they are one of those teams that I think could give the Lions some trouble. The other team that I think could give them some trouble is the Philadelphia Eagles, who have definitely started to find their mojo again. The addition of Saquon Barkley is huge. This guy's leading the league as far as rushing goes. 146 the other night, a couple of tutties to go with it, and just that security blanket of knowing you have a guy that can bust one on every single play. That then you throw those two wide receivers out there in the mix with Brown and Smith. Like, dude, they're back to being the Philadelphia Eagles, which I'm glad to see. Like, they lost their mojo for a long, long time. So to me, those are the three teams that I think are extremely dangerous. You did not hear me mention my Green Bay Packers, because right now, bro, I don't trust the Green Bay Packers very much. And I don't know what they are going to do. So today and moving forward, I think is huge for the Packers. But those are my three teams right now in the NFC. The Detroit Lions, number one for sure. And then you could argue however you want to split those other two teams up, okay? But I do like Philadelphia a lot right now because they're playing with momentum. They're playing well. And I do think that they're starting to figure things out, Mike.
Yeah, no, they are definitely starting to figure things out. And man, every time that you see Saquon Barkley break one or do something crazy or hop over guys backwards during the middle of a game, you just have my mind, Andy, just goes to the New York Giants and the brass, the organization people, the GM, the president of the New York Giants just have to be telling themselves or kicking themselves in their own ass for letting this guy get out of New York. And it's quite obvious to me that Saquon has found just the motivation, found a bit of his college speed back and the whole thing, and just proved that, you know, he's one of the best backs in the National Football League right now. So watching Philly is fun. I trust Detroit more than I trust Philly at this point for some obvious reasons, but I do agree with you that San Francisco and McCaffrey, they're going to figure this out. And granted, they're a game back of Arizona in the NFC West right now, but when you get such a dynamic player like Christian McCaffrey back, he's just going to add so much and has added so much to that offense. It makes life a little easier for Brock Purdy, their quarterback, that you just have to, assume is the right word, but you just have to anticipate that San Francisco's is going to get a lot better and they're going to get more healthy as the season kind of moves on. And granted, yeah, we're halfway through, but it's going to be fun to watch what happens in the Bay.
Those fresh legs of Christian McCaffrey should pay dividends down the stretch. That would be my thought. Okay, a couple things I want to get to before we got to take that pause for the cause, and then we go through the games. Chiefs and Bills, Ravens playing the Steelers. Really good matchups, obviously. What would be the difference for the Steelers to win that game? What would be the difference for the Ravens? And then vice versa on this other game, what would be the difference for the Chiefs to pull it off? And what would be the difference for the Bills to be able to pull it off today?
I think for the Steelers to pull it off, they're gonna have to score points. Like, it's gonna be one of those things where one of the strengths of Baltimore is just being able to score, and when you have such a dynamic guy in Lamar Jackson, and I've seen this game in Pittsburgh. I've seen Ravens and Steelers in Pittsburgh. It is a barroom fight for 60 minutes. But I think for Pittsburgh to pull out, they're gonna have to score. Russ is gonna have to, you know, be in that 300 passing yard range, and Pickens is going George Pickens from Pittsburgh is going to have a touchdown or two. Mike Williams, who showed, hey, he still has it, you know, caught a touchdown pass in his debut last week. I think it's going to be an all team effort, because the one thing Pittsburgh has going for it, that travels and goes to home, is their defense with TJ Watt, Mika Fitzpatrick, all those guys, and Queen, who's a former Raven. So he's going to get to experience this rivalry from the other side today. So it's Cam Hayward. Like, that defense that Pittsburgh has is legit. So that's what I think is going to have to happen for Pittsburgh to win.
All right, sounds good. I hear the music. We've got to take a pause for the cause. We will come back. We will go through all the games, give you our picks, give you our analysis. We're at that point. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, like, maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice next dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Pigskin Opinion for Mike on the X. It's Dorf on Sports for me on the X. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. And it's the real Dorf on Sports on IG. All right, bro. It's time. It's week 11. It's here. Packers playing the Bears in Chicago at Soldier Field. Jordan Love and the Packers coming off of a bye week. They are like a 6 or 6.5 point favorite. I think they're going to throw everything they can at Caleb Williams, and we're going to continue to see Caleb Williams struggle a little bit. I like the Green Bay Packers to continue their dominance of the Chicago Bears. What say you?
Look, all I'm going to say is daddy's home. Pack win this game. Yep.
That's all you got for me, man? No
Bear
love at all.
No Bear love at all. I don't trust anything going on in Chicago at all between my Cubs, the Bears, like the Bulls. I mean, are you kidding me? To be a sports fan in Chicago right now, you got to be like three steps away from rehab, like dealing with those teams. Packers are going to come in and clean house.
Thank God you got the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dolphins in your back pocket. Okay, so moving on here. The Jaguars going to play Detroit in the Motor City. I think after what the Lions were able to accomplish with the 5 turnovers, still winning a football game, I don't think Jared Goff can play that bad again. I like the Lions, and I'll tell you what, man. I like the Lions a lot here today. This could get ugly, and it could get ugly quick.
Oh, I think it's going to get ugly real quick. The closest this game's going to get is the score right now, 0-0. That's it. I think Detroit wins this going away in easy form.
Vikings at the Titans today. The Titans were once thought to have a pretty good defense. I think they have an okay defense, but I don't think they have much offense. And I think the Vikings defense will travel. There's something about the Vikings that I just don't trust. I know their record is 7-2. I get it. I think they're going to win today, but I honestly think it's a little bit closer than we think, and I don't know why, but maybe just because I think Sam Darnold is starting to be a little bit more like himself, and he's not that trustworthy. So I like the Vikings, but I'll tell you what, if there could be a stumble, it could happen to the Titans.
This.
Yeah,
right.
Go ahead.
No, I agree with everything you said. Sam Darnold's starting to return to form for Minnesota. So I'm with you. Like, and I felt this even when they were playing so well at the beginning of the season. I was like, man, there's just something about them that I'm not totally sold on. I can't put my finger on it. And then I was like, oh, it's Sam Darnold. But I do think today Vikings do get it done. The game's closer than people think, like it said, but the Vikings do get it done.
Yeah, I think it'll be a test, but they'll somehow get through it. And again, their record might be a little bit of an aberration. Raiders go play the Dolphins. And look, you know, there is something to be said about the Dolphins offense when Tua is on the field. It's better. It's more electric. The guys seem to trust him. And they do play for him, bro. I did like watching. I did like watching Tua be a little smarter with how he was running when he got outside of the pocket. He's going to have to continue that. There is something, though, that I don't like about him. When he's in the pocket, he holds on to the ball way too freaking long.
Yep.
So that clock in his head needs to be working a little bit better. I do think the Raiders are going to come after him quite a bit, but I just think the Dolphins have too much offense, man. When you have those two wide receivers, I think they get it going a little bit today. I'm going to take the Dolphins to win at home, my friend.
No, I'm going to take my Dolphins to win today, too. And everything you said with Tua is absolutely factual. He holds on the ball way too much in the pocket. It just makes me so nervous, Andy, to watch him play, because we all know he's one hit away from probably retiring. And it just makes me so nervous for that young guy. But the guys do respond to him. They do play for him. When you got Waddle, when you got Hill, makes life a little easier, and I do think the Dolphins come out victorious today.
Rams are at the Patriots. I don't know. Like, I thought that the Rams would be just fine as long as Stafford had those two guys to throw to, but I don't know if Nacua is totally healthy, and I think if you can double up on Cooper Kupp, I don't know, man. I don't know about their defensive line. I'm taking the Patriots here to win this football game. I think it's ugly. I think that it could be pretty low scoring. And I think that the weather might have a little something to do with how it goes, but ultimately, I'm picking an upset here. I'm taking the Patriots, my friend.
Oh, Dorf, you stole my thunder. Man, come on, bro. I'm going to take the Patriots as well. Patriots play hard. They do play hard. And it's going to be, I think, the weather for a Southern Cal team to go to New England this time of year. It's going to be a little bit of a shock to the system a little bit. Drake May is playing better. So I'm going to take the Patriots in an upset today as well.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. At the end of the day,
right,
they play musical quarterbacks. So, you know, to a certain degree, I think that's tough to plan for, too, to a certain degree. The Browns play the Saints. Look, I don't think either one of these teams are any good, okay? But the Saints have a little bit more juice. Alvin Kamara has been running the ball pretty effectively. And when Derek Carr is able to play, They do play a better brand of football, especially on the offense. They have a decent defense, and the Browns are a mess. Like, I got to take the Saints here, bro. I'm taking the Saints all day.
It's the Saints in the Superdome. Of course we take the Saints, you know, against the Browns. And anytime how I see different things, and I'm here for Laker tears and St. Louis Cardinal tears. I'm here for Cleveland Brown tears. So I'm going to go with the Saints today. And it should be, I don't even think this game's all that close. I think the Saints actually kind of blow them out a little bit in the Superdome.
What's insane is Cleveland is actually a favorite. I'm not quite sure how they came up with that line. A home dog in this situation, I think it's a great opportunity for people to play the Saints. Colts playing the Jets. Look, again, the Colts are playing for something, man. Like, they got to win to stick in the mix. And with the musical quarterbacks that they've had, I'm actually somewhat impressed that they're in this position, to be honest with you. I think it's a tough game, though. I think that, man, I don't know. This could be another opportunity for a freaking upset, man. With Anthony Richardson back in the lineup, they're going to be a little more explosive. Yeah, he might make some mistakes, but he's playing a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers that should have retired after Green Bay. And the more I'm hearing about fans in Jetland, they're starting to get worn out and tired of this guy, just like we did in Green Bay. You know what? Screw it, man. I'm going to take the Colts today. I just changed my own mind. I'm taking the Colts to beat the Jets.
I with Anthony Richardson being back there, yes, like you said, he'll probably make a mistake, maybe two, I don't know, but he's athletic enough, he's big enough, that he'll be playing today, and I've heard that he's going to be the starter going forward. So
he is.
The Colts are putting their faith in Richardson. I'm going to go with the Colts as well. I think the Colts win it by like 3 to 6 points somewhere in there, but I think the Colts win.
All right, Ravens at the Steelers, bro. The one that's extremely near and dear to your heart. Look, I love Mike T. I love his cojones that he made the switch that he made with Justin Fields and Russ. I was questioning it. I was obviously worried a little bit about maybe ruining some team chemistry. But at the end of the day, brother, they have harmony, okay? And I think that's extremely important when you're talking about football. I'm going to take the Steelers to beat the Ravens and have that division right now in their favor. I'm taking your Steelers, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers as well. I also see Baltimore as a 3-point favorite on the road in Pittsburgh, which with this rivalry game, it doesn't really mean all that much because it's that intense of a rivalry that either one of these teams could go on the other one's field in their own house and beat them. So, but I think that defense that the Steelers has is going to come up with a couple of stops to stop Lamar and that offense from doing damage, and I think that's going to be the difference. I got the Steelers in this one.
Falcons at the Broncos. Look, you made a great comparison. Texans and Falcons, extremely similar. Little up, little down. The Broncos are on the way up. I really believe that. I think Bo Nix quietly having a very, very good season, man. Like, he's the other guy that we're not talking about a little bit. I think the Broncos can get it done. I think they win. I think this will be obviously a little bit of an experience for the Falcons going to Denver outdoors, on grass versus being on turf. I like the Broncos, man. I'm taking the Broncos to win at home.
No, I'm going to take Bo Nix and the Broncos to win at home, too. And the other thing, the Falcons, hopefully they went out a little early to get used to the altitude. That's the thing. Like, people forget about that. The altitude is a thing. If you're not used to it, it can grab up and bite you in the backside. So, but today, I got the Broncos winning.
Okay, Seahawks 49ers. The return of Christian McCaffrey last week paid big dividends. I think they continue their winning ways, and the Seahawks kind of continue their losing ways. I'm taking the 49ers at home.
Yep, I got the 49ers as well.
Chiefs and Bills, brother, a great football game that I think is extremely big for the Bills. I'm going to take the Bills at home.
You and I are on the same wavelength. I'm taking Bills Mafia at home.
Bengals and Chargers. I got Joey Big Game Burrow coming up with the goods against Justin Herbert and Harbaugh. I'm taking the Bengals. How about you?
Well, this is where you and I separate. I'm going to go with the Chargers and Herbert today.
Texans and Cowboys. I got the Texans, man. They're going to run it up on Jerry Land.
Oh, I never root for the Cowboys. Let's go, Houston. Put them in more misery. Let's go.
All right, let's take a pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through another edition. Before we get out of here, we always do parting shots, but before that, gotta tell you how you can get at us. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and then IG It's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, brother. Parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot, I got a couple of them today, and I'll be quick. One of them, we lost a great Olympic gymnastic coach in Bella Caroli. We all know who, you know, he what coached, and Mary Lou Retton, a titan in Olympic sports and in U.S. gymnastics. So thoughts and prayers to his family. Second of all, reports are coming out, Andy, that inside the NBA with Charles, Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny are going to be on ESPN ABC after this season, after the contract runs out. So that is the best NBA pregame show, postgame show of all time. It's good to see that they may be on the docket for everybody to continue to enjoy to watch.
Yeah, that just goes along with my whole streaming thing. Good to see that, again, the NBA gets it. They're keeping guys that people like around. Important, actually. Okay, my parting shot is this, man. Green Bay Packers, you're playing the Chicago Bears, man. Let's continue that dominance. Let's show Caleb Williams what it's all about today, Jordan Love. Go out there and make us Green Bay Packer fans extremely proud and happy. Let's go kick the Bears' butt. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.